Hey, Gerald, how are things going?
Going well, Jerry. Thank you.
Man, great to have you a part of our light team here to kind of recap the big stories over the weekend. Of course, a lot going on this weekend, but I look forward to talking with you every single Monday at this time to just kind of recap the big stories.
Yeah, a couple of things we worked on over the weekend. I think the whole world is watching that standoff inside the mall in Kenya. 68 people have been killed so far, five of them Americans among the injured, that is, so far we know that five Americans have been injured. The military says they have rescued most of the hostages. We're just seeing some incredible photographs coming out of there, and we're keeping our eye on that. Also, a story we've been following over the weekend, a deadly house fire in Fayetteville. This happened at a duplex on Dashland Drive. People who live in that area are familiar with it. Firefighters say when they got there, the smoke and flames were shooting out of the building. One person has died there. We continue to follow that one. This is really odd. There was a break-in over the weekend at the Nature Research Center in Raleigh. Nothing was stolen, but a fire hose was turned on, so they had a lot of water damage in that building. And they put out a surveillance image of the suspect, and it was a really good image, and that suspect has since turned himself in. So maybe it had to do with the surveillance image being so good, and he felt the writing was on the wall. We're going to talk about who that was and what a motive might have been for that. Great weekend for the Panthers. Of course, if you're a Panther fan, you know they beat the Giants 38-0. Cam Newton had a nice day, throwing for three touchdowns and ran for another. It's going to take a little heat off the Panthers. You know, people are talking, they're 0-2, and, you know, is Ron Rivera's job in jeopardy? Perhaps this win will cool the conversation at least for another week. We'll see.
You know, I was at that game, and it was great to see the Panthers play so well, and I felt good for Ron Rivera because I think he's a great coach, and I think the Panthers have a good team, and hopefully they got the ship right, and they can win some more games. Well, what are you guys going to talk about tonight? What are you guys going to feature tonight?
Well, in addition to the top stories of the day, here's something that I think your listeners might benefit from. It's a new program in this state that makes you pay your car registration and your car property tax at the same time. Now, coming up tonight, Monica Law Liberty will show us why this new system is especially confusing for anyone who leases their vehicles. See, here's the catch. You don't want to pay your taxes twice. So tune in, and Monica will tell you how to avoid that pitfall. It's tonight on WRAL from 5 to 6:30.
All right. Again, we're talking to Gerald Owens of WRAL-TV5. I look forward to chatting with you every Monday to just get a wrap-up of the weekend's big stories.
All right, Jerry. Thank you. I look forward to it.